He spreads a happy feeling and sets the dancers reeling. With a yodel like a church bell's chime, yodel oh, and a whistle bright as polka time. He will start your heart to swing and sway. Then the yodeling whistler goes his way.
Fantastic. Thanks to Rick Weller for sending us this LP. On Encore Records, it's his heyday, and it's by Ronnie Ronell. That track was The Yodeling Whistler. And a rather curious email here from John Connolly. It says, I was chatting to my friend Bruno on the net this morning. He's 21 and I'm 38, and we both decided that we want you for our daddy. Is this possible? Well, the way that medical science is progressing by leaps and bounds, I think that in a few years it may be possible, but I don't think it is at the moment. And then he says, he told me that William is cute too. Is that true? Well, obviously, as his dad, I think he's fantastic. I just wish he could find a job, poor boy. I feel so sorry for him. But there you go. And he says, keep up the good work. Maybe you could dedicate the next track to Bruno. Well, I'm happy to do that. And it's called The Future is Folding Itself into a Mathematical Piece of Ass. Does that mean anything?
Step out, snap out, squeeze, short into the squeeze.
And that's from an LP that our friend Tom brought us from Atlanta, Georgia. And it's by Sci Fu, like sci-fi, but F-U rather than F-I. And it's on Kung Porn record label. No number that I could find, no catalogue number. The LP's called Built and Blew Up, and that was The Future is Folding Itself into a Mathematical Piece of Ass. And this is Octave One. And before that, though, actually, an email here from Dave. It doesn't say what his other name is. It says, Dave Tom from Manchester here. Just wanted to let you know that I love the programme, although it could be made a lot better with some Strokes playing. I saw the Strokes play live in Manchester, shook Casablanca's hand, and I have to say it's the best gig that I've ever been to, and so on goes Dave. So there you go. But I don't have any of the... I don't have the record with me. Isn't that stupid? I should have the new LP with me, because we've been playing it, obviously, but don't have a copy of it secreted about my person. And it's because we're in the wrong building, we can't actually go and do anything about that. Life at times can be pretty rough. Thank you. Now, that's a track from a compilation LP called 430 West Presents Detroit Calling, Octave 1, and the track was Blackwater, and it's a Burden, Burden, Burden composition. And an this I was taken aback and rather cross over an email sent to me by Bob Longworth, not over what anything Bob had to say specifically, but he says, I forgot to mention Seeing Culture for the first time on Thursday night, really looking forward to that. Now, the thing is that Culture would have done as many sessions for this programme as The Fall have done, if only somebody on their behalf had got in touch, and they simply never do, and we never know when they're going to be here. And we've always had trouble with reggae artists over the years, I have to say, and Culture are absolutely one of my favourites on earth, and they would be on their 25th session if only they'd bothered to get in touch. As it is, I think they've only done the one, and made for a great EP. But anyway, thanks for letting us know about that, Bob. But it's too late to do anything, isn't it, Neat?
Mm.
Too late to do anything. Right. It's maddening, utterly maddening, and it happens, you know, it happens so many times. Anyway, an email here from Dan. What's it say? Dan from Reading Pangbourne, and he says, I just wanted to say the programme's really good. It sounds as I'm reading these out to make myself sound good, isn't it? Doesn't it? But I mean, this is what he says. And I think you should get your own show all day, because I love the songs that you play, and I want to add to that Dave person that you should play some Strokes. Well, as I say, I don't have the LP with me tonight, so I can't, I'm afraid, but I put those over there. And here's one from Sophie, and she says, I'm exceptionally bored in the Cotswolds as I'm on my summer holidays from the University of Birmingham. However, as there's nothing else to do here in Cirencester, I get a chance to listen to the programme. Love the Bell and Sebastian session. Saw them live in Birmingham the other day, and it was, as expected, completely fab. Would love it if you could dedicate something to me tonight to cheer me up. Well, I don't know if this will have the desired effect, Sophie, but this is a tune from Reverend Pike. I've just discovered, actually, is that these records on here uncue themselves if you don't play them quickly enough, if you leave them on there for a few minutes, because that's what's just happened to this track here, but it's re-cued. Anyway, that was Reverend Pike on Stupid Cat Records from the EP DIY Vasectomy, South Kensington Slags, the name of it, and an email from John Theophilus saying, please tell my son to go to bed. He's been staying up late to listen to your programme for ages since he sent you a tape of his. From what I heard, it was just silly noises. That's a dad's attitude to it, isn't it? And he says, he won't tell me what the artist's name he sent it to you under is, but his name is Alex, and he used a lavender envelope. Alex with a lavender envelope, we know it. And he knows who he is. Get to bed, says Dad, or else you'll miss the bus in the morning. How true that is. This is not Alex, alas, but New Order. I see, that's interesting, because it's then starting. The technology, this is the first time this has happened, though. The technology has baffled me. That's your new order, of course, from the new LP, which is called Get Ready on London Records. 60 Miles an Hour, the title of the track. And this is from Turntables by the Bay, Volume 2, Live Human, featuring DJ Quest. That's him in the funny hat. Done it again. That's Live Human featuring DJ Quest. I opened the wrong thing again too. It's on the same, you know, well, it doesn't matter, I won't explain it, but I keep opening the wrong one. Live Human featuring DJ Quest, Subconscious Eye is the title of that on Hip Hop Slam Records from the compilation Turntables by the Bay Volume 1. And what is it that I've got for you next? Oh, this is the tune that I thought I was playing earlier on. From our session guest tonight, Aqua Vista. With any luck this time, it will be Tiger 100. Do you know, it's done it again, Nate. What have I done wrong? Look at that. You see, it's queued up, ready to go. Press the button. Nothing happens. Why is that? But if I take it out again, push it back in, turn it up to 4, try it again in just a second. Oh, come on. I don't need this. None of us needs it. No, it's not going to go. Really isn't going to go.
It's
well,
not that one.
No, because that's regurgitate there.
Okay.
Well, I think we're now down to one CD player. There is another. Is that no? There is
that's
another. There is another CD player somewhere because it says CD players 1, 2, and 3, but this one ain't working anymore. So what we're going to have to do is take that out. Sorry about this, listeners. This is most irritating, but it really isn't our fault on this occasion. It's probably something which only Radio 2 people can understand, because they're obviously much brighter than we are. But it's got me baffled, I have to say. Right, so we put it on this machine and see if it starts here. I should apologise to Aqua Vista. They're probably wishing they'd never got involved in all of this. But that was Aqua Vista. One more from them before the end of the programme. And that was Tiger 100 this time. And there really is. This machine isn't working for some reason. So we're now compelled to use the third CD player, which is, I was going to say it's in an adjoining room, but it's a long way away. But with any luck, it will now play something by Regurgitate. Another record on Bad 2000 Records. Bed Broke Down is the title of it, and it's by Bounty Killer. And before that, it was Regurgitate from their excellent LP on Relapse, which I'm sure you all own by now, Carnivorous Erection. And the track I played you was called, and they won't like this in a Radio 2 studio, but Skull of Shit and Sludge was the title of the track. And it's now time for the Pig's Big 78, and I have to operate this by pressing the button that's actually on the machine, but I think it's going to work. And we recorded this, I have to admit, just before I left home for London, and there was a certain amount of chaos, as you will hear, actually.
These foolish... These Foolish Things by the Benny Goodman Sextet. In the
Get on with it.
In the Parlophone Rhythm Style.
If you're half the person I think you are, you're going to be whistling that for the next 24 hours until tomorrow's Pigs Big 78, which is an even more whistleable tune than that. These Foolish Things are Benny Goodman's sextet, and this next is a 7-inch single from Manual, U-A-L. It's a 7-inch single on Static Caravan. Here. Thank you. Well, there's a lot of excitement here because we just noticed that in the corner of the studio, actually about 2 feet from my head, because it goes to show how observant I am, we actually have a digital radio display on which all of the stuff that Kath is putting into the machine says, John Peel, what do you think of the text tonight? We like it very much, Kath, I have to say. Email... That's going too fast, can't read that. but it does work, amazing. I mean, obviously, intellectually, I knew that it must work, but I've never seen it doing it before. That was Manual, and here on Static Caravan Records. And this is a Pink Floyd favourite from what we DJs call Yesteryear. The Enemies and On Lookout Records, a version of the Pink Floyds, Wish You Were Here. And we've been watching again the digital radio display, and Kath's not only giving you the titles and the RTs, but also the record label and the title of the LP where appropriate. So obviously a useful facility. This is A1 Breakdown. I've done it again. This is a track on Hard Tracks Records, A1 Breakdown, The Riffs Keep Rolling is the title of it. 12-inch single, not surprisingly. And the last tune from Aqua Vista coming up in just a moment. And this is for Jim Wheeler. And he says, only waited 5 years for this, but good comes to all with patience. Tonight I'm 40 again, he says. And hold on, there was another one too.
It's cruel.
For Shah Mugaseth in Nottingham, who was also an Aqua Vista fan.
It's party. It's cruel.
This is Toxic Beach. Anybody who twangs a guitar in my presence gets a hearty handshake, let me tell you. Aqua Vista in session, that's called Toxic Beach. Oh, I'm fading myself down instead of them. And they did do one other number, actually. That was called Toxic Beach. And there's a tune called The Hearse, which we've not played yet because I didn't know it existed. But when we repeat this session, as I'm sure we will at some stage, we'll definitely make sure that The Hearse gets included. And one of the great disappointments of tonight, actually, is that being over here in the Radio 2 studio in Broadcasting House, we don't get to see Marianne Hobbs, one of the high points of our week. But she'll be listening to us, I don't doubt, and here's a record that she'll probably quite like. This is from, it's just been reissued on CD. Almost all of my old records have been reissued on CD, and as Charles Shaw Murray once said, there are more 60s records available now than were available in the 60s. This is Nitzinger, Witness to the Truth.
Got a witness to the truth, and he says he wants to testify.
Actually, I cannot tell a lie. That came out in 1972, so disregard all of that stuff I said about the 60s. Nitzinger, I think it must have been. I always said that at the time, on Capitol Records, and Witness to the Truth was the title of it. And as you will have heard, last Thursday we had the Super Furry Animals playing in our house, and very nice they were too, and very good as well. And what was nice too is all the people that came with them were nice, because in the past we have had the occasional unfavourable experience with hangers-on and crew, and not crew really, just hangers-on. But we really like the Super Furry Animals, and they'll be welcome back at any time. And from the new LP Rings Around the World, this is my favourite tune, which they played last Thursday night. This is wonderful. It's Run, Christian, Run.